Blog Talk Radio.
What I haven't been willing to negotiate, and I will not negotiate, is on the debt
limit. I'm just going to have to reiterate, John, the president's made clear he's not going to be negotiating over the debt
Look,
limit.
Look, the president's been very clear. He's not negotiating on the debt limit.
What I will not do is to have that negotiation.
Let me reiterate what our position is, and it is unequivocal. We will not negotiate with Republicans in Congress. He will certainly meet with Putin.
I did discuss this with President Putin. This is something that is not new. I've been discussing this with President Putin for some time now.
We're going to work with the Russians.
Mr. Prime Minister, we are serious, as you are, about engaging in substantive, meaningful negotiations.
Negotiations.
We are prepared to negotiate in good faith, in mutual respect.
For decades, the White House, the Congress, have used the debt limit to find bipartisan solutions on the deficit and the debt.
I don't have time to think about a false controversy. In the midst of all of the swirl about things like talking points, the administration has been working very, very hard across the globe to review our security of our embassies and our facilities. That's what we ought to be focused on.
Now, this holiday season, there are mothers and fathers and entrepreneurs and workers who have something new to celebrate, the security of knowing that when the unexpected or misfortune strikes, hardship no longer has to. And you add that all up, and what it means is we head into next year with an economy that's stronger than it was when we started the year. More Americans are finding work and experiencing the pride of a paycheck. Our businesses are positioned for new growth and new jobs, and I firmly believe that 2014 can be a breakthrough year for America.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. 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 Until now.
Now. You feel that? You better hold on.
And welcome once again to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. And remember, freedom isn't cheap, but we can't afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. So there's lots and lots and lots to do today, because there's lots and lots and lots and lots of creeps out there that want to take away your freedom. So let's lift our jib and get this ship underway already, huh? Anyway, Louisiana shootings leave 4 dead and 2 injured. We had this on Christmas, and we had more again on Christmas, and we had this, and we got a Christmas night fight between 2 sisters over apple fritters. So one sister, for whatever goddamn reason, they're fighting and pissing and moaning. I don't know what the hell, in a cat fight over some goddamn turnover or a fritter. First of all, I think I've had apple fritters before, and they suck. So, I mean, you're going to stab somebody in the chest over a stupid apple fritter? Please, come on. Come on. Come on. I mean, you know, I know we have stuff like this, but it just seems to me, I mean, on Christmas with all this stuff and starting on Thanksgiving, I mean, what has this, I mean, this society just, I don't know, it just seems, I don't know. it just seems cheap anymore. It doesn't seem... I mean, you look around these cities, and there's some beautiful cities. You know, Baltimore, I've been to Chicago, and you know, and all these places. They're beautiful cities. But Detroit, I it breaks my heart, Detroit. First of all, I can't stop talking about that. I love that town, man. I did, man. I love that town. But it's a wasteland now. The hell? I mean, Detroit is too big of a city to let go, you know, and you shouldn't have done it with taxpayer dollars and bail out all your little friends. They got their nice fat little bonuses, but, you know, everything is still screwed up. Don't give me this nonsense that the Republicans moved all these jobs away from... They didn't have a choice with all the EPA regulations that they're allowed to make. These companies had no choice but to go overseas. Look, I understand in protecting the environment. My God, who doesn't? I don't know anybody. I don't think I've ever met one person that has ever told me that they like to destroy the environment. I don't know these people. Look, we understand we need to do things a certain way so we don't, well, kill ourselves. But when your rules and regulations are to the point that businesses cannot conduct business, the EPA should not be allowed to pick and choose who goes into business and who doesn't. Regardless, I don't care about your global warming, you know, believability nonsense and all this crap, and the planets are melting and dying. I mean, good God. First of all, people have been talking about the end of the world since the beginning of the world. So when the end of the friggin' world gets here, then come get me. You know, but until then, don't waste my time with all this apocalyptic nonsense. I don't want to hear it. But I tell you one thing that is not apocalyptic. I mean, it's apocalyptic, but what I'm saying is it's not a hoax. It's inevitable. We are running very dangerously close to losing our republic, which only means one thing: complete and utter, just absolute chaos, social unrest, civil unrest. It's already starting now. Starting on Thanksgiving, everybody's got to go into Walmart and see if they can kill one of the door openers. What do you call them? The greeters or whatever the hell. I mean, what the hell's the matter with people? Where is all this coming from? Well, it's the society that we live in, where the culture that we have now. You know, the perpetrators are the victims. Everybody's a victim. Oh, boo-hoo-hoo, boo-hoo-hoo. Everybody's victim, 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 victim. Everybody's got to go out there and... You know, cut everybody, you know, you got to cut everybody's throat before they cut yours, you know. I just don't like that culture, man. I mean, I know you're always going to have it. You are always going to have that kind of culture. Nothing you can do about it. But it just seems to be a lot, well, more amplified. Maybe it's the stupid internet. Maybe it's this. Maybe it's that. I don't know. But it just seems to be more of it than what I was, you know, maybe I'm paying more attention. I don't know. But when you couple that with, you know, the Detroits and Chicago's with all their violence and Baltimore, I mean, come on, Baltimore. I mean, these are cities that, I mean, these Baltimore's got a lot of history in it. Are you kidding me? I mean, these are, yeah, in Washington, D.C., I mean, there's some areas in D.C., man. It's like, are you kidding me? All the places where the politicians are, oh, it's nice and pretty. Oh, yeah, look at this. But where all the peasants and the subjects live, it's a dump. That's unacceptable. My God, their airport is just, there's something wrong with that. Oh, man. I know it's been a number of years since I've been there, so I think they might have got, you know, something a little better than what they had. What a friggin' nightmare. Dirty, dumpy, just goddamn, you got to take these stupid buses and trains and trams and crap to get just across the, I mean, it's just pathetic. I cannot stand airports that you can't get your way around. Look, Kennedy is nice. LaGuardia needs to be blown up and rebuilt. It's a nightmare. It's in a bad place. There's too much traffic, whipping and winding, and it's just a nightmare. But Kennedy's nice, man. Kennedy's easy to get to. It's nice. You know, you drop them off. Dump and load, man. And you're gone. Even that little MacArthur airport's nice. But, you know, now you got to go through all this crap and strip searches and cavity searches and pat-downs. And Jesus, get the hell out of here. But we got to do something with this culture that it's okay to go trash Walmart on Christmas or Thanksgiving for Christmas stupid presents. Going out to a nightclub on Christmas night and go shoot up, you know, over a chick. And God knows what. Maybe the guy owed him money or you got no, I don't know. But who cares? Why? You don't need to be gunning people down. It's friggin' Christmas. Come on. People are injured. People are dead. Christmas night fight between. I want to read what the hell happened here now. This stupid apple fritter. I mean, this is the kind of crap. This is what we need to change. This is what we need to change in this country. One sister is hospitalized and another is in jail after an argument over apple fritters ended in a stabbing. You know, I could see maybe if it was, you know, I don't know, something other than apple fritters. I mean, I can't think of, you know, I'm trying to think of, you know, if I, you know, to stab my brother over. I mean, I might come close with guacamole, but, you know, apple fritters, I don't know. I don't know if I could, stab my brother over an apple fritter, but, I mean, I can't think of anything really that I would stab my, either one of my brothers or my mother or my friend or even somebody that I never met over a stupid apple fritter. Even if I was starving to death, I got a knife. I can go out and kill a deer with the damn thing. This guy gets stuck with an apple fritter. I'm going to eat high on the hog, man. I'm going to go out and kill a rabbit or something. I don't know. Take your stupid little fritter. I got a knife. I go stab something and eat it. So anyway, Akron police say they were called to the 900 block of Springdale Street around 11:30 p.m. Christmas night for a reported stabbing. Investigators say one sister was in the kitchen making apple fritters when two sisters started to play fight over the treat. At one point, police say one sister pulled the hair of the other. Oh, so now it got serious. Oh. All right. The sister whose hair was pulled, Kentisha, I guess is how you pronounce it, I don't know, Kentisha Q. Hayes, pulled out a knife and stabbed her sister, Tamara D. Delaney, 21, in the chest. Take that, sis. Give me my goddamn apple fritter. I'll teach you. You take my apple fritter away from me. Delaney was taken to Akron City Hospital for treatment of what authorities say was non-life-threatening injuries. Hayes, 21, of Callis, has been charged with felonious assault, will you think? She is now in the Summit County Jail. Imagine what it's going to be like in that family next Christmas. Oh, God. Well, she might be in jail for, I don't know, but how do you get, I mean, how many years do you think you get for stabbing your sister over a
an apple fritter. Is that like, you know, 18 months? Is it, you know, a year, under a year, 6 months, 3 months? I don't know. But this is the kind of thing that we need to, this is what we need to work on in this country. We can't be having it anymore. I mean, that's a stupid, I know we're going to have stuff like that. But there's too much of this. That's my point. This whole administration, this whole friggin' Obama experiment is what I call it. It's exactly what it is. It's an experiment. Well, it's time to, lock up the laboratory, let the janitors come in and give it a once-over sweeping and turn out the lights and, you know, go about our merry way. We don't need to go in there anymore. The laboratory is, you know, it's toxic. It's, you know, more poisonous than like, you know, radiation poisoning or whatever the hell. So you can't go in there. I don't know. We'll be back after these messages.
A Florida judge recently ruled part of Obamacare unconstitutional. Why won't Lois Frankel tell us where she stands on Obamacare?
I can't answer that question right now.
Maybe it's because Frankel fought for a plan that's even more extreme than Obamacare. Frankel would have put government bureaucrats in charge of health care for every American, sticking taxpayers with the bill. So, who do you trust with your health care? Your doctor or government bureaucrats? Call Lois Frankel. Ask her if she supports Obamacare. On health care, Jean Shaheen didn't tell the truth.
You can keep your insurance if you like it. It will increase choices for families. It will promote competition.
The facts. More than 20,000 New Hampshire patients have had their coverage canceled, and Obamacare offers only one insurer on New Hampshire's individual market. So next November, if you like your senator, you can keep her. If you don't, you know what to do. Ending Spending, Inc. is responsible for the content of this advertising.
All right, and we're back. I forgot to turn my microphone on again. See, this is what happens when you're not paying attention. Anyway, I'm paying attention, but evidently I don't know what the hell I was doing. But in the event, the microphone's on, I'm on, you're on, we're here, they're here, everybody's here. Let's open up my treasure chest here and see if we can plunder for any booty today. I doubt it. Oh, look at this. Liberal commercial talk radio disappears in New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco in 2014. Professor admits faking AIDS vaccine to get $19 million in grants. Just like what the global warmers do. Yeah, that's exactly how this global warming, that's how these people, they make their money. Then you get the news organizations that buy into this crap because, well, they think that their audience wants to hear this. Yeah, well, I want to hear that the end of, you know, the world's coming to an end. Well, let's just say, for example, that the world is coming to an end. If the world only has 10 more years, I mean, what do you... what are you going to do? Well, you know, I guess you make the best of it. But, you know, nobody has the proof that the world's going to end in 10 years. And everybody keeps saying it's going to end in 10 years, and then 20 years. And then, well, the 20 years comes... Remember Ted Danson? I don't know. It was in the 80s. He said that the sea levels were either going to rise over, and I don't know what he was talking about. There wasn't going to be enough air or something, and all the poles were going to melt, and all the polar bears were dead, and it's going to overheat, and the forests are going to burn. And it just was like, what the hell? Shut up. And, of course, it didn't happen. Of course, none of that crap happens. They've been pumping this stupid global warming nonsense down our throats for, I don't know. And none of it's ever been true. Now, just more and more evidence that keeps coming out. See, these scientists, what they do is they say, okay, if I can get a multi-million-dollar grant to write some stupid, you know, hack job hit piece, and the planet's coming, you know, going to be melting to death, and everybody's going to die, and
you know, and if we don't do this and do that, and of course the EPA, they just lap that up. I mean, they just can't get enough of that crap. Look, there's nothing wrong with warning people of danger, but when all you're warning of is doom and gloom because you think the planet's coming to an end, you know, whatever. But what really is coming to an end? No. We still have freedom, really? Freedom of speech, really? Okay. Well, it depends on who's speaking has freedom of speech. It's okay. If you're a Democrat, you can say whatever you want. Oh, no problem. No. So now we got a professor admits that he's faking the AIDS vaccine to get a $19 million grant from guess who? You. All those global warming grants, guess who pays for those? You. Oh, no, we don't have any room to cut. Really? I see $19 million right there. God only knows how many billions you've spent on global warming scientists to give you some helter-skelter report. All the freaking polar bears are just dying. They're just walking around dying. One moment they're just walking around, just, hey, look at me, I'm Mr. Polar Bear, just, you know, chomping down on a seal. Next thing you know, he's dead. Why? Well, because the planet's warming and polar bears, they can't stand it. They need that cold. So the government gives them millions of dollars to come up with these hit pieces. They give your money to them. They don't give their money. If the government had to run the country with their money, guess how quickly we'd get a balanced budget. Mm-hmm. I think if they make these damn mistakes with all this money, I think they ought to be able to back it up with their own money. I mean, we are entrusting these people to use our money. And if they're going to mismanage our money, well, it's up to us. We got to do something we need to do. And I know I sound like a broken friggin' record, but we got to get into them voting booths. We can't. A lot of people need to lose their job. And a lot of new people and a lot of good people need to get their jobs. But we need to get these good people, Ryan Priebus, or however the hell you pronounce your name. You need to challenge these people. Every one of these Democrats in every single district, I don't care. Don't give me this crap. Get out there and find people. Maybe last 5 years ago, maybe you should have moved people there that were good candidates and move them into the area. They do. Look at Hillary Clinton. Oh, yeah, she's a New Yorker, all right. She's a New York senator. Didn't Bob Kennedy did that, too, didn't he? Oh, yeah, he's Mr. New York. Well, what's her name? Caroline Kennedy tried it. It didn't work. Those days are over. Didn't work. Now, I don't know what the hell. She's some kind of ambassador to, I don't know, Japan, or I don't know what the hell. Who the hell knows? They sent her over across the way to get her out of the way. Who the hell knows? I don't know. Oh, look at this. New Obamacare fees coming in 2014. Isn't that special? Duh. Oh, no. We don't have any more taxes. We don't have any more fees. It's all going to be free. $2,500 less a year for families. Yep. Yep. And you can keep your doctor and your plan. And it'll be cheaper. You'll get more insurance. You'll get abortions. It'll be wonderful. Mm-hmm. Maybe now they can get a website that's completely built and they can actually, well, accept the payment and send it over to the insurance company so they can record it and then give it out to the doctor. So when this poor son of a bitch goes to the frickin' doctor because he cut his jugular vein,
Well, have some goddamn insurance, and maybe you might get sewed up. But no, we don't have any records. Well, why? Well, because Obamacare, the website isn't fixed yet. But we don't know nothing from no insurance company. You get some insurance company. You know, you got somebody on some the end of the line who God only knows their call center, who God only knows who the hell you're talking to and what country that you're talking to them in. They can't help you for a damn thing. And they'll misinformation here, misinformation there. That's another thing part of this culture. Nobody wants to take responsibility for anything. But now these people, you go to these fast food restaurants. I'm glad I don't eat there anymore because I just, well, another reason. It's not, I didn't eat there because, I couldn't stand the stupid, sloppy just jack wagons that work behind the counter. I mean, you go into some of these places, I'm thinking to myself, come on. I mean, it's just, It depends on where you go. There's some nice places that fast food restaurants and in nice places where the people that work there are, But, I mean, now they want $15 an hour, so they can be even worse than what they are. Yeah, they want $15 an hour. First of all, it'd be at least $15 for one of those stupid meal deals. And then, of course, if you want a large fry, which I love those super stupid fries, man. I love that, man. The bigger, the better, man. I'm a French fry-eating fool, man. I live on French fries. There's nothing wrong with eating a bunch of French fries, man. It's a goddamn potato. It's a vegetable. Eat it. Well, you vegetarians. I don't care if it's fattening or this and that, starch and this and that. Who cares? Fries are good. I bake my fries. I don't have to deep fry them. But, I want some French fries. Oh, no, you can't have it. Well, why? Well, because it'll make you obese. Really? Says who? It's my body. And if I want to get obese, it's my decision, not yours. You little snot.
Yeah, but my mommy's in the EPA and she tells me, baby.
Shut up. Everybody's got to be in control of everybody. For what? Don't give me this nonsense if you want to save the goddamn environment. How could you? If you really want to save the environment, why are you forcing us to buy toxic, mercury-laden, baby-killing light bulbs from China if you are so concerned about the environment? I never heard of this nonsense that the regular incandescent light bulb was so damaging to the environment. When did this all of a sudden happen, and how did this come to be? What? What is damaging because of a light bulb? Oh, because you're using electricity. Really? So is your Prius.
Yeah, but that's different, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's different because you're using it. Well, where do you think that electricity comes from? That's right. It comes from all those coal mines that you've shut down. I mean, these people, they contradict. Even their own bills contradict themselves. They have no, they just want to have it their way whenever they want to have it. Well, that's nice. It would be nice just to do, everything that you wanted to do just by snapping your fingers. Yeah, I'd love to make a whole bunch of legislation. Boy, I tell you, I could have fun. Oh, man. I can get jiggy with it, boy. I mean, I'd be making some amendments, boy, I tell you. The first amendment I would make is it would be mandatory. That's all government officials. You take an oath to follow, uphold that Constitution, which we all do, and they all did, my military and them. But it must be followed, and if you break that, it's immediate termination. Whether you're president or whether you're some senator or a congressman or governor, a state senator, a state representative, if you are any form of any government, they all take an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. Well, if you violate it in any way, it's immediate termination. Well, this president would have, I think the day he swore in,
he would have been immediately terminated. That would be my First Amendment. The Second Amendment was it would be mandatory every year the country has a balanced budget. I know I'm dreaming. Oh, my God, we can't have a balanced budget. Well, why? Well, it's racist. Oh, okay. I don't get that one. But it is. I don't understand it. I just don't get it. I don't get any of this stuff. I mean, it's arbitrary and baseless. I mean, they can't dig inside their ass deep enough to pull some of this stuff out. I mean, it just comes out of nowhere. What the hell? I mean, it's just war on women all of a sudden. I mean, because we expected the women have to pay to get their vaginas scraped out with tools and just bits and pieces of their baby. And if it's alive, well, then they just jam a pair of scissors in the back of their neck. Yeah, we expect if you want to do something like that, some kind of procedure, yeah, you're going to have to pay for that out of your own pocket. That should not be taxpayers' money under any circumstances. If an insurance company wants to give you, you know, vagina scraping insurance, well, then that's up to them. Shouldn't be mandatory. Insurance companies don't have to cover it. They shouldn't have to. Again, I know, see, that's what that whole freedom thing, you know, you remember that. Remember freedom? Yeah, that was nice. Those were the days. Those were the days. Oh. Aye. Now, here's something. I don't like talking about this. Yeah, I mean, again, this is end of the world kind of stuff, but it's not really the end of the world, but it's certainly going to feel like it. We've all seen the stock market going up, and it's going up and up and up and up and up and up and up, which tells me when it goes up and up and up and up like that, it's only going to crash. Well, this next time, there's nothing wrong with the market going up and crashing, going up and crashing, going up and crashing, going up and crashing. It does it all the time. It's healthy. It's good. It's how it works. But this one, I think, is going to be a biggie. A lot of people invested in medical kind of stuff because they figured, well, if everybody's going to be insured, I mean, we got 50 million people that are uninsured. We figured that, you know, he was going to, you know, get the 50 million people insured. But they build a website that isn't complete yet. Fucking when it is, it can only handle 7 million. And most of those are people that already had insurance that they've taken from those policies and tried to move them over to Obamacare, but they weren't going to have any of it. First of all, they couldn't afford it. Second of all, they couldn't sign on to it. They got people that still haven't been able to sign on to it. But you get that one more day extension. You can't just start extending all this stuff. Everybody's got all these waivers. What's going to happen next year? Are they going to be able to waiver again when all these businesses and small businesses and the unions? Wait till them unions have to go into Obamacare. You think them union boys are going to stand by and allow that to go on? No. Well, if them union boys are smart, they're going to wake up and they're going to try to do something about it now, which is repeal Obamacare. What this is going to do to their members, well, all I can say is there's going to be a lot of unhappy campers in the union group, I can tell you that. In union land, you do not be messing with that kind of stuff. And they got to go into Obamacare and spend more out of their pocket to get a doctor they don't know that doesn't speak English 150 miles away. They got to go onto a website. They don't even know how to use a stupid computer. They don't want to use it. They like the health care they got. They don't need abortion care. Wait. Excuse me. So we'll figure out that. Oh, anyway, I haven't even finished what the hell I was even talking about. Well, Wall Street's going up and up and up. And well, it's only going to crash. Well, this time I think when it crashes, I think it's going to be a because there's a lot of people and a lot of things, and I think it's going to sting harder than before. If we've got a strong enough economy, the stock market crashing is easy to turn over and easy to fix, and it does, you know, it's just a little blip. But with the real economy numbers that we have, not the ones that they give you, because the ones they give you are, well, wrong, and they're wrong because they know that it's bad. 7%? Really? Really? 7% unemployment? Really? That's 7% that are collecting unemployment insurance. So what happens in 99? What the hell? Oh, that's right, 99 weeks, that's what I was thinking. But what happens in the next couple of months when these unemployment insurance start going down? What's going to happen? Oh, look at this. Unemployment insurance is, our unemployment is now 6%. Look what we're doing. We're boosting the economy. Obamacare is great. Yeah, that's 6% that are collecting unemployment, but there's still now well over 90 million people that are unemployed or underemployed. But they got 6% unemployment. No, you have six people collecting unemployment insurance, but you have an unemployment rate of somewhere around 17, 18. Who knows what the real number is, really? Could be a lot higher. I mean, who really knows? The point is, it's certainly not 7%. And nobody's buying it anymore, but they keep selling it. I mean, how do you keep putting up with a lie when you know it's a lie? How do you keep putting up with that? I can't. I don't have the patience for that crap. And why should I? Well, look at this. More Sotoro care may make it impossible in the United States territories to buy Sotoro care. Look at that. They won't be able to buy health insurance. Oh, no. Oh, no. Guam and all these other territories that we have. He's really screwing them up. Now what's going to happen? Now you're going to have all these people that, I mean, they're already poor enough, and now you're going to have to just double screw them? You think these people are going to put up with that? I'm going to have to say no. What the hell is this guy doing? Mr. Sotoro, man, you need to start thinking about things before you start doing things, man. You are getting way over your head, son. Pissing a lot of people off along the way. Most importantly, you're screwing the American people. We don't like our quality of life that you have given us this past 5 years. Just think, has your quality of life gotten gooder or worser? Well, now take a look at the quality of life around you. Maybe your life is doing pretty good. May not be gooder, but it might be, you know, as where you were, status quo. But look around you. See all those homes that are foreclosed on and boxed up? See all those businesses around town that used to be there? Remember those? Remember those? That old lady used to work in there? Oh, she was nice. Yeah, that other family that owned that little ice cream shop? Yeah, those were nice people. Yeah, where are they? Well, we don't know. They had to move. See, this is what we have. We have businesses going under. We've got Detroit's going on all over the place. California, the entire state, is about to just these so-called, they're all Democrat-run states, all Democrat-run cities, all Democrat-run counties. But yet, it's all Republicans' fault. Well, how can it be Republicans' fault when they're the... It's our fault because we had negative energy for Obamacare. That's why it isn't working, because the Republicans and the Tea Party, it's a Tea Party, you know, the racist Tea Party. You know, the woman haters, the ones that have over 55% women, but they've got a war on women. I guess maybe it's over shoes. I don't know what this war on women is. I don't know who the hell's fighting it. I'm not in it. I don't know anybody else is in it. I don't know any. I've never met any woman that is being attacked. At least they didn't tell me. So I don't know what this whole war on women business is, but it's out there. It must be pretty big. I mean, they say it on television. And since it's Friday, if my brother is sober enough, like he wasn't last week, we'll call in and get some NFL picks of the week, and I hope so, because I want to talk about some football, man. There's some good games going on, man. There's some good games going on. This is the last week. Seattle needs to win. If they don't, there's going to have to be an investigation, man. I'm telling you. I'm not going to be putting up with any of that crap anymore. We're not going to be losing. You go out there and you play the game like you're supposed to, damn it. I think it's going to be St. Louis. I think it's who it is. It doesn't really matter. I don't really give a damn. Just go out and win so you can get home field advantage so we can at least have an opportunity to get back to the Super Bowl and take back the Lombardi Trophy that was taken from us by the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm never going to live that one down until we get our trophy back. Once we win the Super Bowl, fine, I'll give you your stupid trophy back. But until then, it's ours. I'm not going to bitch and complain about that Super Bowl that was taken from us by the Pittsburgh Steelers anymore until we get our own. We've deserved it, we earned it, and we're going to get it. We will seize upon it. And if we have to play the mighty Peyton Manning and defeat him, we will. We will conquer the king. Ah, all right, enough of that. I do like Peyton Manning. I'd like to see him get another Super Bowl ring, but just not this year. He can have another one next year and then retire. I think it's a fair deal. Shouldn't be any problem. I'm sure if I called him up, I'm sure he'd agree with it. He seems like a pretty fair guy. You know, I'll buy a couple of pizzas off him. You know, you make him happy. He'll be all right. All right, let's get right in here now. The liberal commercial talk radio disappears in New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco in 2014. Let's see, what the hell's going on here? I thought that the Tea Party message was so racist and horrible that nobody wanted to listen to it. Well, let me tell you, the Tea Party is not racist, first of all. What they stand for and what they want, I guess I got to say we. I'm part of it. You're part of it. Everybody's a part of it, whether they recognize it or not. It has nothing to do with color. It has nothing to do with sex. It has nothing to do with any kind of race or this or any of that. It has nothing to do with party. It has nothing to do with Republican or Democrat. Male, female, black, white, gay, straight, curly. I mean, it has nothing to do with any of that. All it has to do with we expect our government to follow the Constitution, be fiscally responsible, and stay the hell out of our goddamn lives. How is that racist? I'm sorry. But it's not. There's nothing race in it. That doesn't even make any sense to me. I don't understand why people think that the Tea Party is racist. There's no racist message in anything that the Tea Party has ever said that I've ever heard, and I've been to several of them, including the steps of the Capitol building, and I've never heard it. So where is it? If all these filthy, women-hating, racist comments that are coming from the Tea Party, where? My Lord, where does this? I don't get it. I just don't understand it. It makes no absolute freaking sense to me at all. I just don't get it. I'm sick and tired of people blaming, you know, playing that race-baiting game. For what? There is no race. We're Americans. That's all we are. We're Americans. There's only two categories that you could possibly be. You're an a-hole, or you are not an a-hole. But that's it. At the end of the day, does it really matter? I mean, if somebody's nice, does it really matter what their stupid race is? It doesn't matter to me. Well, older, yeah, he's a nice guy and all, but he's black, yeah. We'll make sure we don't talk to him anymore, yeah. Sorry there, Tyrone, sorry. I don't know. I'm sure there's people out there that do look at the people of different race, colors, or religions or whatever, and then they can't talk to them and all that. But I just, first of all, I can't tell somebody's religion just by looking at them. I mean, unless you're dressed in some kind of specific garb. I can't really tell races anyway. I can tell that you're black because it's obvious, But after that, I really can't tell. I mean, there's Arabs that look, almost white. They look like Italians. Italians look like this. I've even seen black people that look almost white. At the end of the day, it just doesn't really matter. And I think for the most part, the country doesn't really care what your stupid race or this or that is. They just want you to be, cool, man. That's all they're really out for. Just be cool. Leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. We see each other at the supermarket. Hey, we talk to each other. Hey, how's the wife and kids? How's this? How's that? Oh, yeah, I got that, chainsaw I borrowed from you last week. Yeah, I'll bring it by tonight. Yeah, after dinner. Yeah, okay. I know, it's dreamland, but anyway, where the hell did we leave off? How the hell did I get to where I am now? Good God. 2014 will mark the beginning of a massive change for liberal talk radio across the country. That's because nobody listens to it. In New York, WWRL 1600 AM will flip to Spanish language, music, and talk. So it's going to be a Spanish station. Throwing Ed Schultz, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, and Alan Combs off the... Oh, poor Alan Combs. He leaves Fox to go on the air. He gets off of Hannity and Combs because he got tired of getting beat up every night. These people just... In Los Angeles, KTLK 1150 will be dumping Stephanie Miller, Rhodes, Bill Press, oh, you're dumping Bill Press? No. And David Cruz off the air in favor, listen to this, in favor of Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and Sean Hannity. Imagine that. Los Angeles, California is dumping Stephanie Miller, Rhodes, Bill Press, and David Cruz in favor of Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and Sean Hannity. We'll chalk that up for the good guys. Absolutely. I mean, if even Los Angeles is saying, wait a minute, this talk really ain't working. Let's get that Glenn Beck and that Limbaugh fella and that Sean Hannity, too. Yeah, bring him over here. Yeah. San Francisco, KNEW 960 will leave Miller, Hartman, and Mike Malloy without a radio home in the market. Oh, no. Thanks to radio consolidation and the secondary status of leftist talk in major markets across the country, the final death knell? Totally no. Leftist talkers simply don't have the same radio draw as conservatives. KTLK was ranked number 41 on the market. Blah, 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 blah. The whole point that I really care about is the message is getting out. People are tired of being lied to. They're tired of hearing all this, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, all this, they're doom and gloom. We're not giving doom and gloom. We're giving exactly what's going to happen. And everything that we said was going to happen has already happened. There's still much more to come. We already know what's going to happen. We have a proven track record of being right on everything that we have said, but yet we won't stop and follow. We keep going our own way, which has a perfect track record of failing. Now, explain that to me. To me, how is that leadership? Well, it's not. A true leader would recognize, okay, this isn't working. Like I said, what do you think a captain would do? I know, we're scraping bottom, but nope, we got to keep going. If we turn around now, well, it's going to look like we're weak, and we didn't know what we were doing. Oh, but Captain, we're going to run the ship completely aground. It doesn't matter. We can't turn around. We can't be look like we didn't know what we were doing. We can't look incompetent. So they run the ship aground so they don't have to admit that they're incompetent. Well, running the ship aground means you are incompetent. This is just, I mean, this kind of stuff just blows my freaking mind. I cannot understand their logic. I cannot figure it out. I can't grasp it. I cannot put my arms around it. It doesn't make any sense. It's arbitrary. It's baseless. It's stupid. Dangerous. We've already seen what it's done to how many American lives. How many people have lost their jobs? How many people have gone from 40 hours to 29? How many people have actually lost their health insurance and now have nothing? Those are real numbers. Those aren't fake. 2 million people have signed up for Obamacare. No, you don't think it happened. There's no 2 million people that have signed up for Obamacare. And he expects you to believe that. Who? Who could possibly believe that? I can't. What has this president ever came out and actually told the American people that has been true? I can't think of anything. Osama bin Laden was killed? Well, do we know? Obama wasn't in that. He wasn't in that war room. Remember when they had Hillary Clinton covering her face? Oh, but that was in the middle of a sneeze. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, sweetheart. Yeah. Okay. Obama was in there. It was photoshopped. They gave out a photoshopped picture of the war room when Osama bin Laden was being killed. Looks like it was crammed in some tiny little closet, some utility closet. And they Photoshop a picture of Obama sitting in there with his little blue presidential blazer, you know, he's got a little patch there. He's looking like he's in charge. No, it looks like he was taking a dump. But, I mean, that's just me. But you don't Photoshop a mission like killing Osama bin Laden, and you got to Photoshop the president in there because the president wasn't there. But where was the president? Was he golfing? Was he napping? Was he having tofu burgers and carrot sticks with Michelle? What the hell? Where was this guy? I mean, you're going to go out there and you're going to get the biggest, you know, the biggest terrorist on planet Earth? And the president is MIA? Where the hell were you? Was it the same place you were at during the terrorist attack in Benghazi? Were you in a secret bunker? Huh? Is that where you were? Tara, where were you? Come on. Tell us where you were. Come on. Hey, jerk. I mean, how do you get away with this? Don't you feel, I mean, maybe that's why he's got gray hair. Maybe the conscience is getting the better of him. Maybe if he comes out and just admits that he is just completely destroying this entire country from the foundation up. What founding principles What founding principles do we have anymore? Life, well, life, you know, in that, yes, it means that you're alive, but it also means like a livelihood. Your life, your career is your life, your life, a farmer. That's his life. Liberty, to be free. The pursuit of happiness. Well, what makes you happy? Well, you can't pursue happiness if you don't have the friggin' liberty to do it. That's why businesses cannot stay in business in the United States, because they don't have the liberty to stay in business. They don't have the liberty to conduct business. Ugh. Oh, God almighty, I swear to God. Driving me nuts. All right, we got a couple more things we got to get ready to do here. So hopefully my brother is sober enough. He'll call in. And we got a couple things to do before that. And we got a couple more stories that we definitely got to get into. So we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Young, like a new moon rising, fierce through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive.
Turn it down now. Turn it off now. These damn engineers, for good God's sakes. Anyway, we're back. You're back. I'm back. He's back. They're back. Everybody's back. Let's get into this. This professor admits to faking an AIDS vaccine to get a 19. $19 million in grants. Wonder what he did with that $19 million. What would you do with $19 million? I know what I would do. An Iowa State University professor resigned after admitting he falsely claimed rabbit blood could be turned into a vaccine for the AIDS virus. People bought this. Sounds logical. Why not? Used to be able to tell if women were pregnant. Killed a rabbit. Dr. Dong Pyu Han. Oh, God. Mr. Dong. Dr. Dong. That's what we'll call him. I can pronounce Dong. Let's call him Dr. Dong spiked a clinical test sample with healthy human blood to make it appear that the rabbit serum produced disease-fighting antibodies. Well, this guy's clever, isn't he? The bogus findings helped Dr. Dong obtain $19 million in research grants from the National Institutes of Health, who oversees the Institute's AIDS research. The remarkable findings were reported in scientific journals but raised suspicions when other researchers could not duplicate Dr. Dong's results. Well, I wonder why. The NIH uncovered the scam when it checked the rabbit serum at a laboratory and found the human antibodies. Look at that. Dr. Dong resigned from his university post as an assistant professor of biomedical studies in October. His case came to light this week when it was reported in the Federal Register. Dr. Dong agreed last month not to seek government grants for 3 years. So here, this guy retires or resigns. I'm sure he's probably got a little bit of a pension thing on there. And since he's so nice and gracious and honorable, he's agreed to, you know, not seek any more government, you know, contracts for 3 years. First of all, Dr. Dong, no, you should never be allowed to get another government grant or any other kind of grant ever, period. Conversation just ended. Secondly, you're going to have to do some jail time. That's $19 million. You're going to have to pay that back. Now, if you don't have the money, well, you're going to have to, well, I guess work it off in jail. That's a hell of a lot of license plates you got to make there, kiddo. It's going to take you a long time, too, but you're going to have to work that off. $19 million government grants, put rabbit blood, and then took human antibodies. Look at this. And people bought it. $19 million this guy retires. But since he's such a nice guy, I'll tell you what, government. You know, we'll let bygones be bygones, and I won't seek any government contracts for 3 years. Oh, okay. Oh, that sounds like a hell of a deal. You know, I mean, he apologized. He said he knew he made a mistake. You know, we got to forgive and forget. It's a Christian thing to do. Also, the Christian thing to do is to put the son of a bitch in jail where he belongs. Anybody stop thinking about that? We need to start putting these people who start stealing from the American people's treasury, we need to start putting these bastards in jail. I mean, my God. I mean, you go to a 7-Eleven and you steal a couple of candy bars, you're going to go to jail. Here, you steal $19 million, and, I just won't seek any more government grants for a few years. Oh, okay. I mean, I just, this is what I'm talking about, the culture that we have in this country, the mindset that is created from the culture. It's cutthroat. It's, you know, we can do it's damn near anarchy. I mean, look, there's a difference between freedom and anarchy. So, you know, it's the fine line between love and hate. Yeah, I expect, you know, I do believe in freedom. I believe you should be able to say anything, do anything, whatever, unless you are physically harming somebody, hurting somebody, financially harming somebody, taking their property, doing this, you know, killing their pigs, doing whatever. Unless you're harming somebody, there's no cause for alarm. There's no reason to, you know. But no, we can't have that. Well, you baked some cookies and you put trans fat in there. You poisoned your children. Now that's child abuse. So that's at least, you know, at least 7 to 15. Yeah, you gotta go to the state penitentiary for that. That's a federal offense. Jesus, I mean, for the love of God, man. Friggin' cookies? Don't ban anything. Let the market ban it. If the people don't want to buy sugar, they don't want to buy salt, they don't want to buy this, they don't want to buy that, they don't want to buy trans fat, they don't want to buy this, then they won't buy it. It's not up to you to decide what people... You don't like the way the people are fat and it looks ugly to you? Well, then move to a skinny city. You just get all your little skinny friends and you sit around and you eat your tofu and your bean sprouts and your carrot sticks and you have a gay old time. If you want to live that way, there's nothing wrong with it. We don't care. We're not going to try to shut you down because you want to live the way you want to live. So what gives you the right to try to shut us down the way we want to live? Cookies are good. Now, if it gets you fat and it gets you this, well, it's up to you to decide whether you want to stay fat and continue eating the cookies, or do you want to lose that fat? That's up to you. That's up to the individual, not you, EPA or government or any other agency or bureau or any other socialite or anybody who's on some stupid little, write some stupid book. Well, you should have to live this way, and if you don't, well, that's unhealthy, and you give that to your kids, you're poisoning them. Oh, that's child abuse. Look, it's not up to you to decide how people raise their kids, man. I'm sorry. It's just not. You don't have to like it, but, you know, I mean, unless they're beating them. I mean, come on. I mean, use your head. It's not up to you to decide whether the kid eats fried chicken and pizzas and hot dogs and ice cream bars or whatever the hell, cookies. It's not your kid. They don't tell you how to run your kid. Why should you tell them? Well, because I'm looking out for the best interests of the child. They're not. Well, who's to say you are? You know, maybe if you paid attention to your own kids who are on drugs and in jail and this and that, and, you know, they're so perfect. Maybe if you paid attention to them, maybe they wouldn't be in jail. They wouldn't, you know, be selling their body on the street for crack. They're just sick of these people. They know how you should live better than you. Well, it's not up to anybody but you. Won't seek a government contract for 3 years. Well, that's fair. Yeah, but what about that $19 million? You said, well, you know. Well, look at this. New Obamacare fees coming in 2014. Oh, no. He didn't say anything about that. Oh, no. Here comes the Obamacare tax bill. The cost of President Obama's massive health care law will hit Americans in 2014 as new taxes pile up on their insurance premiums and their their income tax bills. Oh, look at this. Their income tax is going up. Everything's going up just to get this stupid sectoral care underway, and it's still not working. I'd like to know, they build a website for 7 million people. I'd like to know what the hell's, where the other 43 million people are that were uninsured. Wasn't that for them? I mean, I'm just saying. Wasn't the 50 million people that were uninsured, wasn't this Sotoro Care, wasn't that for them? Isn't that what it's supposed to be, for them? How come none of them are in it? None of them get help. I know there's some people signing up for, you know, Medicare, Medicaid, whatever, but they were already in it, I guess. I don't know. But what about the 50 million people that were uninsured? What about the 91.5 million people that lost their jobs? I'd like to know the real total, grand total of how many people are who are actually uninsured. I bet right now, because of this administration and its policies, it's not because of George Bush, which George Bush screwed up, and he screwed up a lot of things. This goddamn light bulb business. I don't know, man. That one bothers me really bad. Why he would do that, I don't know. I don't know the circumstances behind that. They snuck it in the middle of the night like they always do. They're very quiet about it. Oh, yeah. Obama just the other night. Just last night, I think it was. He was sneaking in all this other stuff. They sneak in all these regulations and rules. Well, wait a minute. You have a Congress. You can't bend the law and change it and just to make it work. Well, it doesn't work that way. Maybe if you planned the son of a bitch before you jammed it down everybody's throats, maybe it might work. But the idea itself is fundamentally flawed. The idea itself contradicts itself. It doesn't work. It doesn't compute. I'm sorry, just because you will and you want 2 plus 2 to equal 5 does not mean that it can or ever will. It can't. Math is not a consensus. I know they're trying to teach that with Common Core these days, but math is not a consensus. Math is not what you interpret math to be. That 6% is not the number of people unemployed in this country. And they continue to tout it. And they praise it, oh, we're down to 7%. And you know, coming in here the next few months, it's going to drop down to around 6.5. All these people's unemployment insurance is running out. But see, Obama, he tried to save them. Oh, he did. He did everything he could to save their, you know, but the Republicans, they wouldn't extend their unemployment insurance. But Obama doesn't matter to him because, you know, when they lose their unemployment insurance, the unemployment rate's going to drop. The only reason why the unemployment rate is dropping is because not only are there people unemployed, but there's no more jobs to cut. They've all been cut. Where the hell were we? Let's find out more of these fees here. Most insurers aren't advertising the Obamacare taxes that are added onto their premiums. Of course they're not going to advertise. They're not going to say, hey, yeah, look at all these Obamacare taxes that we just are about to put on your monthly premium. So you think that premium is, say, $400 and some odd or whatever the hell it is. Well, wait till they get done with the taxes and the fees and the processing and the this and the that and the tax and yada, yada, yada. Then they got to take it out of your paycheck separate. So by the time it's all said and done, you're screwed. Oh, you wanted to eat this month. Oh, isn't that funny? Oh, you're a funny kid. Look at you wanting to eat. Oh, aren't you cute? Eat. Eat? How can you eat? You got to save money for Obamacare. No. You don't need to eat. So most insurers are not advertising the Obamacare taxes because they don't want people to know how much they're really getting screwed, opting instead to discreetly pass them on to customers while quietly lobbying lawmakers for a break. Oh, give me a break. And so they tack it on to the customers, so they're getting it on both sides. They're charging the customer, and they're getting a break on the government side, which the government is us. So, again, the taxpayer is not only doubly screwed by the government, now doubly screwed by the freaking insurance companies. And we fund it. We fund our own screwing. Oh no, no. We're not gonna screw ourselves with all that you know, the wooden or copper. No. We want that platinum. I mean, if I'm gonna screw myself, I'm gonna screw myself with platinum. You know what I mean? I mean, this is ridiculous. But one insurance company, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alabama, laid bare the taxes on its bills with a separate line item for affordable, that makes me sick, Affordable Care Act fees and taxes. Well, at least they were honest. The new taxes on one customer's bill added up to $23.14 a month, or $277.68 a year. The new taxes and fees include a 2% levy on every health plan, which is expected to net about $8 billion for the government. So what do you wonder what they're going to do with that $8 billion? Wonder what they're going to buy with that $8 billion. Who's going to be paid back on that $8 billion? I wonder, well, follow the money, man. There's also a $2 fee per policy that goes into a new medical research trust fund. This is where they give out the, you know, the millions of dollars to put rabbit blood in and make it look like it solved AIDS. These kinds of research, yeah. A $2 fee per policy that goes into a new medical research trust fund called the Patient-Centered Outcomes Research Institute. First of all, any name that long, you know that you know there's some you know it's corrupt. Patient-centered, yeah, I'm sure it is.
Mm-hmm.
Outcomes Research Institute. It just I don't like the sound of it. Insurers pay a 3.5% user fee to sell medical plans on healthcare.gov website. So you got to pay a fee to sell your stupid website or sell your medical plans that no one's buying on healthcare.gov. So, of course, they're going to tack that onto your – the customer's going to pay for that. Everybody's screwing everybody. This is the kind – this is what doesn't work. This is what socialism, any kind of liberalism, this is what it brings. This cutthroat stabbing everybody before they stab you, this is the kind of crap that we don't need. You think we have corruption in government now? Wait till this Obamacare or Satoro Care is completely 100%. Well, it'll never be 100%, but wait till it gets bigger. And it's really screwed up. You want to talk about corruption? Well, you're dealing with taxpayer dollars. You know there's going to be – the IRS corruption is going to be huge. There's going to be people in there that are going to run that. Oh, it's going to be a big business, boy, I tell you. This is what we don't need in our country anymore. This is why it's important to have limited government. The less government you have, the less opportunity you have of these people getting corrupted. The bigger the government, of course, it's going to get corrupted. You're going to have more people corrupt. You got more people. They got more opportunity. The opportunity is there. We need to get people with less government, less opportunity. We, as the American citizen, can keep an eye on these people. That's our job. This is our freedom. This is our Constitution. This is ours. It was a gift. And the founders were us. They were ours. They were us. This is our gift. Well, if we don't follow it, we don't demand it, we're never going to get it. And we do have to follow the Constitution. The First Amendment is for us, too. We have to follow it, which means if we got to put up with this nonsense. We don't have to like it. We can criticize it. We can hate it. We can roll it up and smoke it if we want to. But you can't persecute the individual because they have a different opinion than you. And they say things that you don't like. So what? You people say a lot of things that I don't like. Nobody's out trying to fire you. Nobody was even out trying to fire that Bashir. Talk about defecating in Sarah Palin's mouth. I mean, first of all, why would he even want to talk about that? What the hell? I mean, that's just weird. Maybe he's got some kind of weird, kinky fetish of sorts or something. I mean, what the hell is, why would he say that? First of all, where was that even coming from? But it's not up to, you know, people on the right to fire him. That's up to the MSNBC. No one was calling for him because nobody watches him. The only reason that even anybody knows who this guy is because he was in the news for talking about taking a dump in Sarah Palin's mouth. What an idiot. I mean, first of all, it's just weird, and you got to wonder where his mind is. I mean, psychologically, you got to wonder where's this guy's mind? What is he thinking? He's twisted, man. This guy's weird, man. But anyway, we'll never hear from him again anyway. Of course, we never heard from him anyway because nobody watches him. Insurers pay a 3.5% user fee on medical plans on health care. So, yeah, we know about that. Where was that? Obamacare supporters argue that federal subsidies for low-income Americans will not only cover the taxes but pay a big chunk of the premiums. But Obamacare taxes don't stop with the health care plan premiums, though. Americans will also pay hidden taxes, such as the 2.3% medical device tax. Yeah. Your pacemakers, your stents, your prosthetic limbs. Those with high out-of-pocket medical expenses will also get smaller income tax deductions. Well, that's nice. That's real, real nice. That's the way to boost this economy. Yeah, that's the way to make people feel good. Yeah. Well, they don't need that money. What do they need? What do the peasants need money for? They're here to work and work for me. Greedy little uppity bastards. Not to put it into that. Americans are currently allowed to deduct expenses that exceed 7.5% of their annual income. The threshold jumps to 10% under Sotoro Care, costing taxpayers about $15 billion with a big fat freaking B over 10 years. It's always over 10 years. First of all, these projections over 10 years, there's no way to actually project 10 years. And why is it 10 years? Well, so they can really fudge the numbers as they go along. They can fudge the numbers at the beginning, and they can fudge the numbers in the middle, and fudge the numbers at the end. That's all they're doing is fudging the numbers. Well, you know what those numbers are? Those numbers are your dollars. They came out of your pocket to give these people so they can run our country. And look what they're doing with it. And you still want to go to the voting booth and put these bastards back into office? Really? Really? Wow, you still want to vote for Nancy Pelosi, who has got to be one of the dumbest people in our Congress. Next to that, Hank Johnson and some of these other yo-yos. And there's a lot of dummies. There's a lot of dumb people in our Congress that have no business being in our Congress. And nor do they ever have any business being in the Congress. Well, they didn't get there really on their own. It took you, the voter. And look, it's okay to admit, okay, you don't have to tell anybody that you made a mistake. But when you go to the voting booth, you must correct it. You don't have to tell your friends or whatever that you voted for a Republican because he was conservative. Or she, whatever. You can tell your little wifey-poo and all your little friends at work and all your little social clubs, if you voted correctly, you voted for the Democrats and you just don't understand how that Republican won. Oh, they're haters. People need to be honest with themselves. If you can't be honest with yourself, you can't be honest with anybody else. That's number one. So when you go to the voting booth, you got to be honest. You got to be honest with yourself. Where were we when this whole experiment started, and where are we now? If you come to the conclusion that we need to take another direction, well, you take another direction. You don't continue going down. You just don't continue going down full well that you're about to run the ship aground. But because you are too afraid to admit that you were going in the wrong direction, you don't want to look like you were weak, you're going to run your ship aground and really do some damage. But at least you didn't admit you can't apologize. Oh, if somebody was offended by me killing their brothers, sons, cousins, uncles, fathers, mothers, Well, if you're offended by it, well, then I guess I apologize. But, you know, I was right. We were going in the right direction. But it was those Republicans and all that negative energy that ran this ship aground. And we're going to do something about that. And there was a filmmaker out there, too. We're going to get that filmmaker, and we're going to put him in jail. Ugh. God, I mean, look, Americans are tolerant. And we're patient. We can put up with some corruption, but we can't put up with this much. First of all, the American people can't afford it. That's number friggin' one. The kitty can't afford it. There's not enough money. We just don't have enough money coming in to pay for everything that's going out. And where's all this money going out? Well, a lot of people getting rich. A lot of people are getting poor. So you tell me where that money's going. Oh, my God. Meanwhile, the Obama administration touted a surge of more than 2 million visitors. Yeah, he thinks that people that are 2 million visitors, because there was 2 million clicks. Well, when you click on and then it cuts you off and you've got to click back on, okay, that's 2 clicks. So he touts 2 million visitors as 2 million people who signed up for Obamacare. But the way he words it in a way where you hear 2 million and you hear people signed up. And, oh, hey, I went out there. Where was that? Do we have that? Do I still have that? Where he went out there and he got all this. He's going to have 2 million people signed up. He's got people signed up. Let me see. I think this is it. Go ahead and play that one real quick.
I took this job to deliver for the American people. And I knew and will continue to know that there are going to be ups and downs on it.
The
healthcare website problems were a source of great frustration. I think in the last press conference adequately discussed my frustrations on those.
Wow.
On the other hand, I now have a couple million people, maybe more, who are going to have health care on January 1st.
Yeah. Not 2 million American people have health insurance. No, I have 2 million people with health insurance. Well, you don't have 2 million people with health insurance, Mr. Obama, or Mr. Satoru, if that's your real name. God only knows what his real name is. I don't know. Where he was born, I don't know. I don't care. As long as he starts to either follow the Constitution or resign or get impeached, I really don't give a damn. I could care less where the hell he's born. I just want my Constitution followed again. That's all I'm after. That's all the Tea Party's after. The Tea Party's after for freedom of speech for everybody. Not just us, not just them, not just you, but it's for everybody. Freedom is for everybody. It's not for a select few. That's what the Tea Party is wanting. That's what we're fighting for. I don't see how that's racist, number one. I don't see how that's against women. I mean, we're trying to give freedom to women. I don't know. I don't know how people get threatened by freedom. I just, honest to God, I've never been able to figure it out. I require it myself. I don't know about you or anybody else, but I require freedom. I mean, that's something, I mean, I need it. It's mine. 2 million. See, I almost slipped. I don't even have to put a penny in the cuss jar. I didn't even go there. Let's see. Volumes remain high, but not equal to Monday, and we have had a lot of employment or a system, blah, 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 blah. So these pukes people. Julia Batali, whatever her name is. Oh, shut up. These spokespeople. Pukes people is what I call them. They just memorize these talking points. That's all it's about. That's all government is talking points. I'm sick and tired of hearing pre-prepared talking points. All I want to hear once is just the goddamn truth. I don't think that's very much. I don't think that's asking very much at all. I mean, if that makes me, I guess, you know, a hater because I require my government to tell me the truth, well, I guess I'm a hater. I'm the king hater. I'm the ultimate hater. Because I expect our government to follow that Constitution, too, to the letter. See, we're taking thousands of calls at our call centers, which remain open until midnight, and we're seeing thousands of visitors complete enrollment online. You're not seeing very much at all. And even if they do, so what? Go ahead and sign up all these people. Okay, what about that part of the website that's supposed to take that money and transfer it over to the insurance company? That hasn't been built yet. So how can they tout that they have all these people insured? The insurance company would like to know that they've got these people insured. They'd like to have the money in their bank account. So now who really has them insured? The insurance company that they signed up for or the insurance company that they had before? So when Obama said that these companies are supposed to just act like they're insured, is that the old company or the new company? Who's supposed to know? Nobody knows. Wait till January. Well, I'm telling you, wait till January 1st. Actually, it's going to probably happen probably on New Year's Eve. It's going to happen before that. Might even happen in the next couple of days. But you know, it's not going to take very long at all. There's going to be lots and lots and lots of people trying to get some doctoring in. And guess what's going to happen? No one's going to know. I'm telling you, you think there's riots at Walmart over stupid televisions and iPads and mini pads and all these other pads? Wait till health insurance comes in the mix. I mean, if you got sisters over there fighting over apple fritters, stabbing each other, what do you think they're going to do when the doctor won't treat them because they have no insurance? Well, they're going to be stabbing people. I mean, the quality of life in this country has just diminished. It's unacceptable numbers. We can still turn around. We're not down at the dregs yet, but we're in unacceptable water is where we are. Dangerous water. We need to head back in much bigger seas than where we are. But we got to turn around. Which means, you know, I'm sorry, Mr. Boehner, but you got to hear from your peeps. You don't like it, you go cry. Just go cry. Go sit in the corner, sit in your office, and cry. All you got to do is put your man panties on, get up there, smoke a cigarette, get up there and fight. Say no. Put your goddamn foot down. Then you should have told McConnell, screw you. You want to go out there and you want to drop your drawers and you want to surrender to the Democrats? You want to surrender to this crap? You go right on ahead, but I'm not going to bring that to my house. No, 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 no. We're going to get Obamacare repealed, and we're going to do it, and we're going to do it now. But they didn't. If they would have fought it, they would have seen that Obamacare, what it was doing. And we had 17% of the government shut down. It really, I'm sorry, but you're not, it really wasn't that, it's not that catastrophic. The country's not going to collapse. If they could shut down 50% of the government, we'd do just probably do a lot better off. That's a ruse. It's a bunch of BS. But in any event, we would have had the American people on their side. What's going on now? Of all the people losing their insurance, all they would have had to do was wait like two more weeks. And all this started happening. 6 million people lost their insurance. This, that, can't get online. The website isn't working. It's still really not working. It's still crashing. Well, it looks like my brother, I guess, is not sober enough this morning. Jackass. Get out of bed once in a while. Anyway, where were we? Smooth out sailing in trouble. Yeah, I think we've exhausted that story. I'm sick and tired of it. But this Wall Street Advisor recommends guns, ammo, and protection in collapse. And this is what I was talking about. I think when this stock market collapses this time, I think it's going to be for real. I think it's going to be an ugly one. I don't think the country's going to survive it. Well, we'll survive it later, but it's just going to take a while to... It's going to take a while to heal. It's going to be a big one. Top financial advisor worried that Obamacare, the NSA spying scandal, and spiraling national debt is increasing the chances for a fiscal and social disaster. It's recommending that Americans prepare a bug-out bag that includes food, a gun, and ammo to help them stay alive. Well... I don't want to go quite that far and down that road, but it would not be a bad idea. I'll go down that road. David John Murata, a Wall Street expert and financial advisor and Forbes contributor, said in a note to investors, firearms are in the last item on the list, but they are on the list. There are some terrible people in this world. And you are safer when you trust your neighbors have firearms. Yes, that's right. That is true. I don't want to go down this road. But if you look at, and that's why I was talking about these stories up here at the very beginning, you know, with the girl, the chick stabbing her sister over a frickin' apple fritter. Going to nightclubs on Christmas and shooting up the joint, and last night shooting up the joint. This begins at home, man. Parents, if you're going to have kids, I'm sorry. They are some crying, crapping, pain in the ass little bastards. But if you're going to have them, you got to take care of them. Which means, you're going to have to give up a lot of stuff. And that's what I'm thankful about my mother. I'm still very thankful for what she did. Yeah, she still worked in the schools. But we came first and everything else came second. So I respect that absolutely. That's what I love my mother about. Well, I love her for a lot of other things. But, I mean, that's pretty big. Well, that's what a parent does. Well, we don't have that in this country anymore. First of all, the kids are a nuisance, so they either go to a nanny or a granny and go to somebody else because I've got a career and I don't have time for cleaning up baby puke, which I don't. I don't do that. Baby puke and all that diapers and that's just not, oh, man. Well, we're going to leave that alone. But in any event, it's just not for me. I could never be a nanny. Just couldn't do it. But the point is, look, you got to do what you got to do. If you're a parent, you got to take care of your kids. That's the point. You listen to them. You talk to them. You tell them that knocking people out unexpectedly is not a good thing. Shooting up the goddamn bars at night is not a good thing. Stabbing your sister over a goddamn stupid apple fritter is not a good thing. But we don't have that anymore. We don't have American values anymore. We've lost that. That's been redacted along with the Constitution. There's no family values. There's no American values anymore. There's no values anywhere. Look, I believe in freedom, but a total anarchy, free for all, no. I mean, we still need some as a society. If a society is to stay together, to hold, to continue, well, you need certain structures, and you got to follow them. Well, if a country is going to survive, a republic such as ours, the country cannot survive. This isn't apocalyptic. If the country just simply cannot, the republic cannot survive if you do not follow its principles. which is our Constitution. This is it. This is it. This is our American way of life. Freedom. We got freedom all over this document. That's what it's about. The whole premise of the Constitution. The whole reason for this is to deliver American people so they could be free. We had to limit the government in order so the American people could be free. It's a guideline. Not a guideline, but instructions on how to run the goddamn country. You go down the checklist, all right. We want to form a more perfect union. All right, well, how do we do that? Well, first of all, we got to establish justice. Well, maybe we can go on for hours on that one, but in any event, we got to establish justice. We got to ensure the domestic tranquility. We can't be having sisters stabbing each other over apple tarts and turnovers and apple pies or whatever the frig it was. Can't be having people going out shooting each other at the nightclubs. Can't be having people trampling down the door opener there at Walmart just so they can get a goddamn mini pad or an iPad or whatever the hell they are. And we must provide for the common defense, which means that we do not allow our borders to be unsecure. Patrol agents who do stop anybody from illegally crossing the border, including human traffickers. That's right. The Mexican drug cartels are trafficking children across the border. And our homeland security is taking these children from the Mexican drug cartels, hand-delivering these children to their illegal alien parents. Tell me how that is providing for the common defense of this country. No opportunity for really, really, really bad people to cross into the border and do really, really, really bad things to Americans. Hello? That right there, any of these, grounds for dismissal. I'm sorry, grounds for impeachment, period. We can't keep lying to ourselves anymore. We got to say the I word and not worry about putting any pennies in any cuss jars. The word is impeachment. Say it with me and say it loud. Impeachment. I never thought I would really want to do that. You know, I thought when I was a kid watching that, you know, with Nixon, I thought that was a little bit much. And I didn't like with Clinton. Even though I didn't like Clinton. I still don't like Clinton. Never did. Never voted for him. Could not believe that he won. I did not think that he was that good of a president, and I still don't. But I didn't like the... If we were going to impeach him, we should have impeached him on something else other than, no, I didn't stain that blue dress. This stuff is real. This isn't apocalyptic. This is real. Our republic will collapse. You cannot collapse it. Look, we haven't even finished the preamble, and we already have enough. Enough damage is already here in place. Where the Republican could collapse just with that. It's only a matter of time. Promote the general welfare. Well, promoting the general welfare. Okay, so let's stop businesses from conducting business, and we'll call it in the namesake of protecting the environment. And along with protecting the environment, we're going to make sure that people get rid of their light bulbs and they buy these toxic, mercury-laden, baby-killing light bulbs from China. So if they drop the light bulb, you know, the mercury poisoning, there's a certain way you got to clean it up and you'll get mercury poisoning. And if you got children, you got to evacuate the house, and it's a whole big to-do. Now, explain that to me. How is that promoting the general welfare when you're deliberately forcing people to buy mercury products that, if dropped, could give them mercury poisoning? Well, once you get mercury in your body, it doesn't go away. So you get enough in your body, you die. Boom. That's it. How is that promoting the general welfare? pretty sure that it's not. Especially when you're forcing people to buy a toxic product. How about Obamacare? Is that promoting the general welfare? All the people that lost their jobs? Is that promoting the general welfare? All the people that lost their 40-hour work week now to 29? People lost their doctors? Lost their health insurance? But they can get on a website that doesn't work and pay for something that they can't afford. But they can get that free abortion. How is that? How is that promoting the general welfare? I mean, you see what I mean? We haven't even got to anything else. How about, I mean, the legislative branch? What legislative branch? What, the EPA? Is that what they mean? Maybe they should just take that out. Maybe they should take out Section 2 where it talks about the House and Section 3 where they talk about the Senate. Maybe we should just scratch that out. So I'm taking my pencil out here. This is my old copy that I had because I'm trying to figure out how the hell this Constitution works. So we don't have a preamble anymore. That's gone. The legislature. Well, the legislature is the king. I mean, I guess we'll just put king down here. That's right. Okay. The House. We don't need a House. We don't need the Senate. So this is all. That's all scratched out. What the hell? Well, the only thing, the branch that we have is, well, I guess the executive branch. You know, but it's got a bunch of restrictions in there. So I think we're going to have to work on that. I mean, according to the president, oh, yeah, all the more powers that have been granted to the president. More and more powers are being granted to the president. No, more and more powers are not being granted to the president. More and more powers you are just simply taking. Don't you give me that. More and more powers are being granted. No, they're not. Last time I checked, this Constitution has not been, well, legally changed. So I don't know where the hell you're getting more and more powers from. Oh, you signed an executive order that gave you more power. Oh, I see. Okay. God damn. I mean, what does it end? What does it end? Anyway, the whole point is it looks as though the stock market is going to crash. Is the whole point. And whether you decide to get a gun or not, I'm not saying go out and get a gun, this and that, everything else. I mean, I don't think we're quite ready there yet, but it's always a good idea to always have, you know, contingency. I mean, man needs contingencies in order to survive. It's just the way it is. I'm not telling you to panic. I'm not telling you to go out and buy all this camping gear and, you know, build a friggin' bunker and but with this very unstable economy that we have, and we've known in the past that very unstable economies do create a lot of havoc. I remember hearing about the Great Depression my whole life growing up. Well, we might be heading to one. So it's always good to have that kind of, you know, backup. What would happen if it did? Let's just say everything just collapsed, boom, which it stands a very good chance of doing. What would you do next? What would you do? I don't know what I would do. Pretty good idea. But, you know, unless you really, really, really know and you really have a plan, I mean, you may not be able to do what you think you could be doing. And I'm not trying to scare you, the whole world's coming to an end. I'm just saying that, you know, what if? Nobody's having jobs. We got Obamacare going under. We got this. We got that. Can't have coal mines anymore. Nobody's got a job. You can't drill for oil. Where are the jobs? Well, I don't know. We got to keep cutting back police and teachers because there's not enough people in the private sector to support the public sector. But see, liberals don't understand that. Liberals think that the public sector is just, you know, they just get paid by where? Well, just Just money. Just government money. No, that government money is private sector money. That's people that own the bicycle shop and the ice cream shop and the 7-Elevens and the gas stations. The shoe factories, this or that. Pays for the public sector. Well, the private sector, they've got millionaires and then they can pay more. It's never ending. You can never talk to these people. You can never talk to them. Now look at this. Sotoro Care may make it impossible in the United States territories to buy health insurance. Look at this. Obamacare was drafted so poorly that residents in America's territories like the Northern Mariana Islands and Guam may literally be unable to purchase health insurance on the private market next year, even if they are healthy and want to voluntarily do so. Yeah, I guess we got to pass the bill to find out what's in it. Isn't that right there, sweetie? Isn't that right there, Nance? Huh? So Obamacare requires insurance companies in the territories to accept all applicants regardless of pre-existing conditions. The law does not mandate that all territory residents buy plans, nor does it provide subsidies to make coverage more affordable, as it does in 50 states and the District of Columbia. The Washington Post simply noted, this is, to put it mildly, a really bad way to run a health insurance market. Really? No. The whole idea of the subsidies and the mandate was to encourage enrollment among the healthier, younger people necessary to support an insurance market. Since only six people will enroll, since only sick people will enroll in the territories, premiums will skyrocket. Yeah, just like it's all right. That's fine if it skyrockets. That's fine. You know, the rich, they can pay a little bit more. They can pay their fair share. It's all right. It's all right. You know, don't worry about the cha-ching, cha-ching and the ba-bling, ba-bling. Just don't worry about that price tag and just come on and pay the king. Just give me your money. Yeah, I need more money. What was that story when you were kids about that king, the greedy king is always going around and collecting more taxes, trying to squeeze more money out of him? And what happened to that king at the end? It was a cartoon, yeah. I'm not going to go there. But you can't be greedy for too long. You can't be that power hungry for too long. Not the American people, anyway. We won't stand for it. Our founding, our core in which we are rested in. It may be damaged, but it's still strong and stronger than you. You're not going to be able to break that core. The freedom, you're not going to be able to break it. You're not going to be this whole Obama experiment is not, well, it is going to come crashing down. It's already failed and failed miserably. But it's up to us to put an end to it. And now's the time. Congress, don't screw around with that stupid. You can't do that. That's civil. You're in the government. You need just go straight to impeachment because that's what it's. I mean, look, we already just did with the preamble. What about Benghazi? How about Fast and Furious and the IRS? I mean, there is enough here to get rid of this guy, this entire administration. There's enough here. There's enough here to prosecute. The Attorney General, the old Secretary of State. Oh, no, we can't prosecute her. She's one of the most interesting people in the world, according to Barbara Walters, and she's running for president. She will never be president of this country. Just will never be. Better not be. I can't deal with that. So in any event, folks, we are running dangerously close to the end of this show. My brother, obviously, just wasn't sober enough to put his feet out of bed and get up there and call the show and do some football picks, which would have been cool. Talking politics after a while gets a little, gets down, man. You like to talk about other different things. So in any event, we will see you Monday morning. Everybody have a great weekend. It should be a good weekend. Lots of good football. Hopefully we get some snow here in New York. I love it when it snows in the winter. I love snow, and I really don't care. I want to see 6 feet of it. So we'll see you back here Monday morning, 10 a.m. sharp.